This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, this is Brent Lindquist, back with a final part in this series on transitions, particularly focusing on college students, with our friend Emily Hervey, who has been doing some research. So how do you want to end this?
Well, I think almost taking a step backward. When talking to parents, I think one of the key areas to consider is what's done along the way as the kids grow up. Because really what came out of this research was that their childhood experience, especially during transition, had long-term effects, including how well they adjusted to college. So I think in some ways we can look at this as a way to prevent some of those more extreme stressful environments that can come from a lack of awareness or a lack of sensitivity.
Great.
So I would just encourage parents to make an effort from day one to establish those positive relationships where they can communicate with their kids and realize that their kids are coming from a different culture than they are. And really appreciating that and affirming that so that kids don't feel like they're expected to see things in the same way that their parents do.
That could be really hard for some parents who want their kids to be, in this context, U.S. Americans.
Right. And it can be. And I think that's why it's good for parents to be aware both of the challenges and the benefits that can come out of growing up as a TCK.
Well, speaking personally, what are the main benefits that you have valued about you as who you are?
Well, I know that I do have the privilege of seeing much more of the world, but then branching off of that, I feel like it is easier for me to relate to a lot of different cultures than it would be if I grew up in the same city, in the same neighborhood, even as some people do. Being in different countries, even on different continents, has allowed me to be able to see things from multiple perspectives. And even just the lifestyle itself, the mobility, while it can be challenging at times to be content with staying in the same place, it's also a learning experience to grow in the ability to adjust better from one place to another, to get used to other cultures more easily than somebody who has never been outside the U.S. or Canada or wherever their parents are from.
Do you think this transition experience you've had makes you a more sensitive person to seeing someone else going through transitions?
Definitely, I do. I think there are areas that might be hard for TCKs because there aren't others who understand them. And so really it's often beneficial for TCKs to find other TCKs that they can relate to. And I think the parents can play a big role in facilitating that and just affirming that their kids are gaining benefits from this kind of lifestyle and recognizing that there are real challenges and providing support throughout that process.
Mm-hmm. I keep coming back as the kind of concerned parent here. And what are some other comments, you know, maybe as we've been talking, some other things have come out that you might want to reiterate or original things to say again or whatever. But to the parents who may have more concerns about this, you know, let's say their child is in their final 3 years of school and they're listening to this and they're saying, boy, I wonder if we're going to have more trouble than we thought. What should these early high school parents be doing right now, this week, this month, to bring about maybe a potentially better transition experience?
Well, the nice thing about seeing it that way is that you're taking kind of a preventative measure.
Right.
Because that last transition back to the States can be the hardest. Mm-hmm. So starting now with an awareness that it'll take effort for their kids to adjust to a new culture, even establishing some of those friendships long distance, so that their child might have someone that they know as a person from their parents' culture, who even could be somebody who can reorient them when they come back. Mm. Because it does take specific effort to understand the parents' culture that the parents aren't aware of because it's what they grew up with. And so it's really, I think it's key to balance the appreciation of the culture that they're growing up in and the experience that they have being acculturated in that foreign place, and maintaining the value of the parents' culture. So even learning some of the traditions that their parents might have grown up with, and appreciating their parents' heritage too. Because it can be easy for TCKs to return to the Western world or wherever their parents are from and really have a disillusionment, because all they've heard is from their parents' perspective. And really, the parents weren't there last week. They were there a number of years ago. And so I think that's where it's helpful to have peers also interacting with them.
What would be some, not that you can necessarily pick all these peers, but what would be some characteristics of peers that you might want to encourage parents to look for or adolescents to look for?
Well, I think obviously good role models. Even TCKs who formerly lived overseas and are maybe a year or two older or even the same age as the child. Or maybe a child that's about the same age and has had some degree of experience cross-culturally that they can relate to some extent. But really, it can be beneficial for that peer, too, to gain a better understanding. But building that ongoing relationship makes it a lot easier to build that interest in the experience than coming back and meeting somebody for the first time. And there might be that novelty for the first couple times you hang out of hearing of that distant land that they don't know about. But it kind of wears off when they don't have any frame of reference to compare it to their own experience.
Maybe it sounds like it really doesn't matter who the person is as much as there needs to be somebody. Of course, it could be somebody that's having a problem in their own life, and we may not want to have them be the role model or the transitioner aid. But the critical issue is more the communication and the ability to feel not alone and that there's somebody there waiting and things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and those are the key issues, is the loneliness, the feeling out of place are so common for returning TCKs. And taking steps to not necessarily completely avoid that, but really soften the effects of that and providing a place where they can feel like they can share openly their life experience.
I wonder sometimes we focus inadvertently, whether we're students or adolescents getting ready to come or we're parents, and we focus on what could be or what might be in a more negative or threatening way. Oh, I just don't know. Sally's kind of shy, and will she be able to make friends? And kind of paves the way for us to expect that she's going to have problems. And I wonder what would happen if... see if this makes sense. When I've worked with people getting ready to go over for the first time, I often try to get them to think of the metaphor of there are people waiting for you that have been prepared for you, who want you to come. In other words, there are people who value strangers and they want to help them fit in. And I've used that in adult education. What do you think about that? Does that sound crazy, or does that sound something that might be interesting to consider?
I think it's definitely interesting to consider.
Yeah.
As long as you have a way of meeting that expectation when you get back. So having individuals or families that can help build those bridges and be welcoming when you get back. So it's really a balance between maintaining a positive outlook, which definitely can have positive effects, but also remaining realistic to a degree so that you don't end up with a lot of disappointment.
Sure. That's very wise counsel. Well, that has been our time together. Thank you, Emily, for helping us look at a really interesting body of research that you've been doing. And I think it's really going to help kind of provide a discussion point for parents and their children as they transition back to college. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.